Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Marcia Egan is here, too. Marcia is a 7-year member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of the Egan Group, author of Inbox Detox, and she is a certified business coach, and she's our good friend Marcia Egan. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. 7 years, Jim.
How
wow.
about more than seven? We got more. You're in your 8th year. How about that?
Oh, I'm too young for that to be happening.
Well, it's an honor for us to have you hanging out with us, Marcia. We always get smarter when you join us. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, I thought this is the time of year to talk about small businesses and their holiday parties and. Not how to have them or anything like that, but we have a lot of people listening to this show who both give holiday parties and who attend their employer's holiday parties.
Right.
And
or their vendors' parties sometimes.
Well, exactly.
That's one of the things that happens to me more than as much as anything is being invited to a vendor party.
Well, and they can all be really
or a customer party.
Sure.
That's another one. That's another one for a lot of small businesses. You get, and the only reason I'm bringing this up, Marcia, is because that really ramps up the degree of difficulty when you go to a customer's party.
Well, that's what I was going to talk about because there are some kind of do's and don'ts that go along with attending and or throwing holiday parties.
Right.
That some people don't realize how damaging some behaviors can be to a customer relationship or to an employee-employer relationship. And I just thought that it might be good to kind of remind people because we're in that season right now.
Right. So, all right, let's go. You know, of course, one thing that helps, if you're like me, just be so obnoxious so you don't get invited. That helps. That way you don't have to worry about all these rules and regulations. But if you should happen to get invited, what's the first thing to pay attention to?
Well, the very first thing is the drinking part of it. And many times, well, I don't know if you've ever heard this, but sometimes they call alcohol liquid courage.
Right.
And whether you're the boss or whether you are the employee or whether you're the customer or the vendor, sometimes too many of those hot toddies can loosen your lips to the point you can.
it's really should be called liquid stupidity.
Well, yeah, let's go with that.
Because some of these, when I was a corporate person many years ago, decades ago, we called those parties "You Bet Your Job" prom night. and we always would put there'd be some kind of a line on who was gonna get fired over that party that the next day, you know, or something like that. and it was never because of the hors d'oeuvres. It was always because of the liquid stupidity.
That's exactly right. And I mean, it's important to attend them. When you're invited to them, there's some people who absolutely refuse to go to any company.
Some people are insulted if you don't show up.
Yes, they are.
If a customer invites you to a party, you got to make an appearance.
And that's a really good way to say it, make an appearance. You don't have to stay all night, but it is important in many cases, depending on how important your job is to you or your customer is to you or your client is to you, it is important that you do show up. And I mean, I hate to put a damper on the, quote, fun that you can have at a holiday party, but one of the good rules that I've heard and followed, I mean, these are important events for another reason. I mean, they can be career enhancing.
Yep.
They can be business enhancing, and you do need to have your faculties about you. So, one of the kind of rules that I follow is there are two of them. One is stay at least one drink behind the boss. But the better rule is it's kind of like one drink. Or if it's a very long party, you know, drag it out a little bit. Because this is, I mean, it's time to have a whole lot of great fun. But once you get that liquid courage, things can go awry. So that's one of the main challenges.
Well, even if you don't say anything that gets you into trouble, if you one of the things that really will get you judged real quick by everyone, if you can't maintain your control in a case like this, even if you just get a little bit slurry or wobbly or whatever, even if you don't say anything stupid, even if you don't do anything stupid, if you just get to the point where you're obviously not yourself, that's people judge you on that, especially business people, because they wonder if they can invite you to an event with one of their customers. I mean, I want my vendors, I want my customers to think they can invite me to a party where their customers are coming. And
exactly.
I want them to believe they can count on me when I get there.
Yeah, and I think whether it's about the alcohol or not, the way you behave, it's you're kind of on stage as the boss or as
yep.
the attendee or as the customer. And I don't want to add stress to everybody's holiday stuff, but it's you know, what I like to say is let's enjoy ourselves, but just you got to watch your P's and Q's a little bit.
Here's my rule, and I just really would like to encourage everyone to do it. If you're somewhere where you could get into trouble, there's any kind of potential jeopardy for you, drink one glass of wine, drink one beer, have one highball, whatever, and then switch to ginger ale.
Exactly.
I mean, period. One period. No, period. Paragraph. It full stop. And then switch to, and then go have a drink in your hand, but have a ginger ale or a water. And that's what I do. I switch to water.
Yeah, and nobody's counting how much you're drinking. You know, and it's the kind of thing where it's not hard to hide the fact that you're having only one drink. I don't think that's the issue. I think
nobody knows what you're drinking. If you got a ginger ale or water, nobody knows what you're drinking. They won't even ask.
Exactly.
They won't even ask.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I need your website.
It's MarshaEgan.com. MarshaEgan.
Pretty easy. Quick break. Right back with Marsha. More to come after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.